This is Capital Insider, your inside look at Oklahoma politics and policy. I'm Dick Pryor with eCapital News Director Sean Ashley. Hi, Sean.
Hi, Dick.
State Board of Equalization has certified funds available for appropriation by the legislature for the next fiscal year. First, what is the Board of Equalization and what do they do?
The Board of Equalization was really created back in the 1980s as a result of the revenue problems that the state faced as a result of the oil bust. It's a 7-member board. They meet at least 3 times a year, once in December, once in February, and again in June, to certify how much money the legislature has to spend. These are the official numbers that lawmakers and the governor have to write the budget with.
How much have they certified for fiscal year 19?
They certified around $6 billion in terms of what is generally available for appropriations.
Which means the state has a $167 million budget shortfall for next year. That's less than expected, though.
Really, when you look at that number, what you're looking at is beyond what the board did, but it's some of the obligations that lawmakers will have to deal with as they write the FY19 budget. The good news in what the board looked at is that general revenue fund collections are expected to increase, and in terms of dollars available for appropriations, there is growth. But when you look at some of those obligations, like making up the money lost for the state's medical schools, there is a $167 million shortfall.
The Board of Equalization has also declared that money from the state's education lottery had been improperly used to offset cuts in education funding.
That's correct. This is one of the other duties that the State Board of Education has, to look and make sure that lottery money is being used to augment general appropriations to education, not simply replace funding for general education. And what they found was there was about $19.9 million in general appropriations reductions to Common Ed, Career Tech, and higher education that were offset with lottery money. Now the state legislature has to pay that money back.
The legislature also has approved cuts to agencies in the current fiscal year to bail out 3 agencies that would have run out of money by around the 1st of May.
This is the issue we've been talking about week after week after week, going back to the Supreme Court's decision in August of 2017, when they found the tobacco cessation fee unconstitutional. Since that time, we've had 2 special sessions trying to raise additional revenue to offset the $215 million that was lost with that decision, which largely proved to be unsuccessful. So now they're having to rebalance those agency budgets in order to provide money to the Oklahoma Healthcare Authority, the Department of Human Services, and the Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services. What they are doing is transferring money from 1 agency to those 3 agencies in order to make sure they make it through the remainder of the fiscal year.
The cuts appear small, but they occur over only about a 4-month period, which actually makes them deeper.
On an annualized basis, this is a $44.7 million cut, which is about 0.66%. But because it's being implemented over the last 4 months of the fiscal year, it amounts to about 1.97% per month for the remainder of the fiscal year.
Sean, following the school shootings in Florida, there has been a robust national discussion on gun laws, mental health, and school safety. What gun laws are on the table in the legislature this year?
There's at least one bill still moving forward through the committee process, House Bill 2951 by Representative Jeff Coody. What this bill does is implement essentially what's called constitutional carry in the state. If you're 21 years of age, you are able to purchase and carry, either concealed or unconcealed, a handgun in the state of Oklahoma. In other cases, you would also be able to carry or transport, at least, a rifle or a long gun. And then, of course, there is the bill we've spoken about previously related to extending the Stand Your Ground law to places of worship, which has made it through committee and is still yet to be heard on the floors.
What should we watch for over the next few days?
March 1st is the deadline for bills to have made their way out of committee. Because the legislature missed essentially 2 days of work due to the weather, a lot of committee meetings, all the committee meetings, were canceled. So those agendas will have to be carried forward, and those bills, along with anything else that wants to make it through the legislative process, will have to be heard by that deadline.
Thanks, Sean.
You're very welcome.
That's Capital Insider. Until next time, with Sean Ashley, I'm Dick Pryor.